Welcome to Zichud Daf Simani. My name is Avram Goldhar, and today we're Mesechas Erev and Daf Pei Gimel. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis discussed the quantity of bread required to make an erev, which led to the Gemara analyzing specific measurements. A brayta on this daf teaches: Sa Yerushalmi Yisera al Midbarios Shesus. Yerushalmi saw is larger than the saw in the Midbar by a sixth, which Rashi explains to mean what we call a fifth. The Shel Tziporis Yisera al Yerushalmi Shesus, and the Tziporis saw is larger than the Yerushalmi saw by six, which we refer to as a fifth. The Midbar saw was in use when the Torah was given and had a volume of 144 kibbetzim. The Yerushalmi saw was introduced during the time of Bais Rishon and had a volume of 173 kibbetzim, and the Tzipori saw was adopted when the Sanhedrin was located in Tzipori, which occurred during Rebbe's leadership. It was 207 kibbetzim. Point number two, it was taught in a brayta regarding the mitzvah of challah that the pasuk says, Reshis arisosechem, the first of your doughs. Your doughs implies that the dough from which one must separate challah is your dough that you had in the midbar. How much was that dough in the midbar? Meaning the daily portion of man. V'ha'omer asiris ha'efahu. And the omer is 1/10 of an ephah. The ephah is equal to 3 saw, so that the omer according to the size of the dough in the midbar was 3/10 of a saw. The braisa concludes, ha'ochel b'midazo har zebaru u'mevorach. One who eats as much as this measure, referring to the minimum quantity specified for challah, is healthy and blessed. Yasir al-kein ra'avtan. If he eats more, he's considered a glutton. And pachas makan mukukal b'me'av. If he eats less than this, his innards are defective. And point number three, the next mission introduces the principle that the use of an area is assigned to those from whom it's easier to use, which we learned on Dav Ein Zayin. The Gemara lists 6 cases of areas accessible to 2 chatzeros who each have made a separate area. There's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel in the case of lezeh b'shulshul, lezeh b'zrika, a given area which is only accessible to the residents in one chatzer by lowering objects to that area, and only accessible to the residents in the other chatzer by throwing objects to the area. Rav holds they're both forbidden, since the degree of difficulty in using the area is equal. Shmuel holds that the residents who can lower into the area are permitted to use it because tashmishu benachas, its use is with ease. Lowering down requires less effort than throwing up. The Gemara continues on to the next amud, attempting to determine if the halach is according to Rav Shmuel, but fails to come to a resolution. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis discussed the quantity of bread required to make an erev, which led to the Gemara analyzing specific measurements. A braisa on this daf teaches, Sa Yerushalmi's Yisera Amidbarios Shesus. The Yerushalmi saw is larger than the saw in the Midbar by a sixth, which Rashi explains to mean what we call a fifth. The Shel Tziporis Yisera Yerushalmi's Shesus. And the Tziporis saw is larger than the Yerushalmi saw by a sixth, which we refer to as a fifth. The Midbar saw was in use when the Torah was given and had a volume of 144 kibbetzim. The Yerushalmi saw was introduced during the time of Bais Rishon and had a volume of 173 kibbetzim. The Tzipori saw was adopted when the Sanhedrin was located in Tzipori, which occurred during Rebbe's leadership. It was 207 kibbetzim. Point number two is Tana Brais regarding the mitzvah of challah, that the pasuk says, Reshis arisosechem, the first of your doughs. Your doughs implies that the dough from which one must separate challah is your dough that you had in the midbar. How much was the dough in the midbar? Meaning the daily portion of man. The ha'omer, a series of ephahu, and the omer is 1/10 of an ephah. The ephah is equal to 3 saw, so that the omer, according to the size of the dough in the midbar, was 3/10 of a saw. And the braisa concludes, ha'ochel b'midazo har zebar imavarach. One who eats as much as this measure, referring to the minimum quantity specified for challah, is healthy and blessed. Yasir al-ken ra'avtan, if he eats more, he's considered a glutton. Pachas makan makukal b'me'av, if he eats less than this, his innards are defective. And point number three, the next mission introduces the principle that the use of an area is assigned to those from whom it's easier to use, which we learned on Daf Ein Zayin. The Gemara lists 6 cases of areas accessible to 2 chatzeros who each have made a separate erev. So there's Malchok's being Rav and Shmuel in a case of lezeh b'shulshul ulezeh b'zrika, a given area which is only accessible to the residents in one chatzer by lowering objects to that area, and only accessible to the residents in the other chatzer by throwing objects to the area. Rav holds they're both forbidden since the degree of difficulty in using the area is equal. Shmuel holds that the residents who can lower it into the area are permitted to use it because tashmishu benachas, its use is with ease. Lowering down requires less effort than throwing up. The Gemara continues on to the next amud, attempting to determine if the halacha is according to Rav or Shmuel, but fails to come to a resolution. All right, so now we go to Simcha Daf Pei Gimel, and I'm going to do a change here. In Maseches Shabbos, we used pig as our simon. But I think we're going to move away from that, and we're going to use pogo stick instead. Instead of a davar tame, we use something fun and enjoyable like a pogo stick. So all the people who suggested pogo stick back in our contest when we were Maseches Shabbos, which was a very popular suggestion, thank you very much. Pogo stick is a simon. So here goes. The reigning pogo stick champ easily jumped over piles of desert, Yerushalmi, and Sipori saws of grain, while the kid who ate more than an omer for breakfast got an upset stomach when he jumped down to a platform, and he couldn't jump back up. Once again, in slow motion. The reigning pogo stick champ. Pogo stick? That must mean we're on Duff Pay Gimel. The reigning pogo stick champ easily jumped over piles of desert, Yerushalmi, and Sipori saws of grain, which reminds us that a Midbar saw is 144 kibbutzim, the Yerushalmi saw is 1/5 bigger at 173 kibbutzim, and the Sipori saw is 1/5 bigger at 207 kibbutzim. So the reigning pogo stick champ easily jumped over piles of desert, Yerushalmi, and Sipori saws of grain, while the kid who ate more than an omer for breakfast got an upset stomach, which reminds us that the pasuk regarding challah states, Reishis Arisosechem, the first of your doughs, which teaches that your dough, the dough in the midbar, is the amount of dough that one becomes obligated to separate challah from. It was an omer, which was a tenth of an ephah, and equal to 3/10 of a saw. One who eats that amount daily is healthy and blessed. One who eats more is a glutton, whereas one who eats less is going to have stomach ailments. So the reigning pogo stick champ easily jumped over piles of desert, Yerushalmi, and Sipori saws of grain, while the kid who ate more than an omer for breakfast got an upset stomach when he jumped down to a platform, and he couldn't jump back up. Which reminds us that it's a Malchus Rav Shmuel in the case where a given area is accessible to the residents in one chatzar only by lowering objects 10 tefachim to that area, and only accessible to the residents in the other chatzar by throwing objects up 10 tefachim to the area. Rav holds they're both forbidden since the degree of difficulty in using the area is equal. Shmuel holds that the residents who can lower into the area are permitted to use it because tashmish benachas, its use is with ease. Lowering down requires less effort than throwing up. So once again, the reigning pogo stick champ easily jumped over piles of desert, Yerushalmi, and Sipori saws of grain, while the kid who ate more than an omer for breakfast got an upset stomach when he jumped down to a platform and he couldn't jump back up. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.